Please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you. Hi everyone, this is Ganzo G just making a video about I am becoming a racist. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, in the world I see a lot of Down syndrome. People doing this, that, and the other, and frankly, it's disgusting. But what can you do? We live in this world, right? Yeah, look at this. It says Norwegian influencer called off her wedding, I wonder why, with Victor Boniface. Boniface? He looks like a blackface, but whatever. After learning the player's assets are under his mother's name. Yes, this guy is actually smart. Yeah, and that's actually amazing for someone of this color, but it is what it is, right? Yeah, this isn't about darkies, this is about Pajit. I just want to throw that little zinger, right? Anyways, this is the meat and potatoes of this video. Yes, look at that. It says, I am becoming a racist. Yes. I do love racism, don't you, fellas? Yes, if you don't have that little spice in life, then what the fuck, right? We're only human. Yes, fellas, hopefully you like my delusions. Yes, and remember, this is for entertainment purposes only. So it's just me being a retard. Well, let's go. Yes, fellas, time to pound some Pajits. Incidentally, 3% of the people that are watching my YouTube account, they're from India. Wrap your mind around that shit. Well, anyways, it says, this is going to be controversial, naturally, so I have made a throwaway account to post this. Well, that's why I do stuff anonymously, so like that I could post my nonsense, right? So, kindred spirits, maybe? Who knows? I need help not being prejudicated towards people from India. You really should, because those people do some stupid shit, just saying. Sadly, I have really started to notice some racist tendencies in myself. Awesome. Regarding Indian people, yes, I feel the same way. I deal with these people a lot where I work. I wish I didn't, but they congeal there. In my opinion, they're more parasitical than not, but that's just my opinion, okay? I live in an area that has an explosion of immigration from India. I work in early childhood development. Oh, fun times. I wonder if you actually partake in touching them, but that's something else, right? At a school that has a large population of Indians. Pajit time, right? They're mostly from Punjab. Yeah, because they want to jab your punani. And Haryana. Well, tell that bitch to shave, right? As I understand. Uh-oh, I started reading a little bit ahead, and I guess I'm about to start going raw dog on you guys. Yeah, if you're on YouTube, too bad, so sad, better luck next time. These are for the big boys. Yes, friends, these motherfuckers are crazy. It says right here, the following what I consider to be driving reasons behind my growing disdain for these people. Well, fuck Pajits, in my opinion, they're doing some fucked up things. Yes. Our school had to stop hiring male aides for early childhood because the Indian immigrant children come in absolutely petrified of them. Yes, an adult male is there touching your children. Yes, Pajit, you like doing some stupid shit, so enjoy. Fuck 'em, that's what I say. They will run and scream and cry if I, grown man, what the fuck, approaches them no matter their race. Yes, because these fucking Indian people are touching your kids and they're molesting them. Yes, you want to see a big fucking, well, they're not big, but some Pajit penis? Yeah, probably your little boy's dick is bigger than their dick, but, you know, yeah, still, put it in your mouth. Boobin' Pajin! I have never experienced this in any other group of children. Oh gee, I wonder why. When we address this with parents, they either don't speak enough English or to understand or do not see the problem. Yes, it looks to me that Indians love fucking kids. Why? Because it's in their culture, man. Yeah. Remember, fellas, I'm a fucking wetback. But yet I have my fucking limits too. I don't like fucking Pajits, fucking niggers, and anyone that's fucking retarded. Yes, there's all kinds of fucking nooks and crannies where stupid people could fit in this shit. Yes, and it really pisses me off. Why the fuck do we have an influx of retards? Why? Why? I'll tell you why. Because all these stupid assholes are trying to destroy the country and also other parts in the world. Yeah, I'm sure all the other people from their respective worlds, countries I should say, are dealing with the same fucking shit. So what are you supposed to do? Well, I don't know, you could always come out with your pitchforks and shit and run them out like fucking the Frankenstein's monsters, but that's in the future. Maybe. Hopefully. Yeah, look at these motherfuckers. No matter where they go, they do some stupid shit. This fucking cocksucker wanted to rape two fucking girls. 16-year-old? Hey, at least they're a little bit older. They're not like fucking six or whatever, but still, this guy should be incinerated. Those bitches don't belong to him. Yeah, don't you know you're not supposed to take things without permission? And you, sir, are taking shit that does not belong to you. So they're gonna chop your hands off. They should. They should rip off your fucking hand and turn into a monkey's paw. See what kind of fucked up wishes they grant. Just saying. Yeah, I know there's people out there that think I'm a fucking villain, that I'm a piece of shit, that I fucking do this just because I enjoy this. Yes, I do enjoy pointing out the fucking bullshit that people do, but I'm doing this for a reason. I do this out of love, a love for my fellow man, and the hatred of these fucking gross-ass people. Yes, there's always fucking people that fuck up shit. They're saying that minorities this, minorities that. That's because they congeal fucking stupidity. I'm a minority, but I'm not stupid, right? What do you think? Am I stupid? Well, maybe. There are fucking times when I have my wetback moments, so, you know. Hey, at least not nigger moments, right? Well, anyways, I gotta go out and do my thing because it's already late and shit. Fucking, things don't get done if I don't do them, right? Well, time to Thanos snap this shit and make some magic. Well, goodbye.
This is how a woman got pregnant in prison with no physical contact. This is a true story. It all started with a prisoner named Ashley and a man named Mike. She was in a cell on the lower floor. He was directly above her. One day, Ashley heard strange noises coming from the vent shaft above. Curious, she said hello. To her surprise, someone answered back. It was Mike. From that moment on, they began talking through the vents every night. Eventually, they got creative. Using strings made from bedsheets and messages hidden in plastic, they started sending each other letters. And then, they decided they wanted a child, but they couldn't meet. So Mike came up with a bold plan. He carefully wrapped his life essence in plastic wrap, tied it to the string, and lowered it through the vent every single day. For a month, incredibly, it worked. In June 2024, Ashley gave birth to a child. And just like that, the prison had a brand new inmate.